Why would any charity drag its feet in addressing the interests of a donor's estate when the surviving holder of the estate have a change in mind? As I read the November 21st Gazette, that question jumped out at me. I have no doubt that the deceased who made the commitment to leave some or all of their estate to the Rotary Foundation Canada also understood there were options for addressing second thoughts. The estate is still the property of the holder, and in this case the surviving spouse has what I believe to be a legitimate right to make changes, especially when the same document sets out changes to accommodate her surviving interests. By all accounts, the couple had more than a cordial relationship. I say it is not for the Rotary Foundation Canada to make any decision on allocation so much as to step aside and let the surviving spouse set the direction. Ken Crutchfield, St. Albert.